everyone knows that the famous classical Nigun to Ani Mamin was composed by a great chosid of Mashpia, Rabbi Israel David Fastig, in Tovshin Beis, 1942, Limisparam. And when he was in a cattle car, Rachman al-Islam, going from the Umschlagplatz in Warsaw on his way to Treblinka, and there were men, women, and children packed in the cattle car. People were dying al-Asar. And he thought to himself, the gefährliche Nisyonis at this moment in Amunna, everything seems to be lost. I want to see Mechazik Amunna. And he closed his eyes and he saw in his mind's eye the words of the 12th Animamin, Animamin b'Amunna Shleima b'Vias HaMashiach. And al-Asar, on the spot, he composed the most haunting, stirring, most beautiful Nigin to the words Animamin, a Nigin that a Jew cannot sing with a dry eye. And immediately everyone in the cattle car caught on the Nigin. They learned it. And they began to sing. And when he opened his eyes and he saw the Yisraelos of the people around him, he said, he took a scrap of a piece of paper and he wrote down the notes of the tune that he just composed. And he promised, he was a Dahoy ben Yid. He's a Davin in Warsaw, which he didn't have a strong voice, but when he Davined, like there were 2,000 people used to purchase tickets to be able to hear him daven for the Yomut in an auditorium. And he said, anyone who will bring this Nigin to my Rebbe, the Imre Shol, who was the Rebbe of Mozhitz, I promise him half of my Chelek in Olam Haba. And there were two young Avreichim, two young Yingalite who heard this. They knew that Rav Zvil Dovid was a very holy person, Hashem Yikum Damov. And they noticed there was a bit of a crack in the ceiling of the cattle car. And one fellow got on the shoulders of the other fellow and he jumped out. And the second fellow went on the shoulders of another Yidl and he jumped out. The first person, Ladavinenu, was killed instantly. The second Yidl managed to survive and ultimately made his way to Eretz Yisrael, where the Imre Shol's son, Rishmul Elio, the Imre Esh, I had the chutzpah to see him, he was living. And when he gave him the notes that were composed on the cattle cart to Treblinka, he immediately mailed it to his father. His father lived in Otwock at the time in Poland, and his chassidim smuggled them out in Tzadik Tes, mamish by the beginning of the war, to Vilna. From there, he went trans-Russia to Siberia, from there to Shanghai, from Shanghai to San Francisco. From there, he arrived to New York in Tovshin, 1940. And he sent the notes to his father in New York. Punkt, it arrived on the day that the Moshe Rebbe in New York was celebrating the bris of an Einikul. And next to him, when the letter arrived, was the Kapishnis Rebbe and Rav Hutner, who was also a he learned a lot from Israel David in Warsaw. And there was also the famous composer, then a young man, Rabbi Zion Schenker, who was the only one present who knew how to read musical notes. And he studied them, and he sang the Animamin, as was scribbled on this note of paper, on the way to Treblinka. And the Moshe Rebbe, when he heard this Nigun, he said that when Rabbi Israel David sang this in the cattle car, the pillars of the world shook. And that year later on Yom Kippur, the Moshe Rebbe taught this Nigun to the vast crowds who came to join him in davening. And he said, with this Nigun, Yidden went to the gas chambers, they went to the crematoria, singing this Nigun to Animamin. And with this Nigun, Yidden will go and greet Mashiach Tzidkenu. And I think, Libi Omerli, there's a very incredible depth, profundity, in that vort of the Moshe Rebbe. That the Nigun that we sang to the gas chambers will be the same Nigun will greet Mashiach. What's pshat? Let me begin with the famous Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Yud, you all know. The Gemara there says, the generation of the wilderness has no portion in the world to come. Shenemar, this is Parsha, after the Chet HaMeraglim, Bamidbar Hazeh Yitomu V'Sham Yamusu. Why the double expression of death, Yitomu V'Sham Yamusu? Yitomu ba'ilam hazeh, yamusu ba'ilam habo. The Oimer, and the pasuk says, we say it Kabbal Shabbos, Ashen Ishbati ba'api im yavoyun el menuchos. The Abish just swore in his wrath that this generation will not come to Menuchasi, to Eretz Yisrael, to Beis HaMikdash. This is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Then the Gemara says, his Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar HaGadol, says, they will come to El Mabo. Because the pasuk says, until them is fully chasidei karsei brisi alizot. Elamani mekayim, what does Rabbi Elazar do with the pasuk of Rabbi Akiva? Shenishbati bi'api, shenishbati bi'api, ba'api nishbati b'chazrani. The Eibishter indeed swore that they will not go into Eretz Yisrael, they will not become Lutchias HaMesim. The Eibishter later regretted it. And then the Gemara relates the opinion of Rav Shimon ben Manasseh Omer, Boin heim le'elam haba, they will come to Elam haba, they'll come to Elam Atchiyah. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Yeshayu, Feduye Hashem, Yeshuva. Those people of Peduya Hashem, says Rashi, who the Daramidbar, who went out from Golus Mitzrayim, who votes in Rina, they will come to Eretz Yisrael with Mashiach, with Rina, they'll become Lutchias HaMesim. And then the Gemara continues, Amar Rachona, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shavke l'Rabbi Akiva l'chassidusei. In this particular instance, Rabbi Akiva, who's always the Melitz Yosher for Klal Yisrael, here he abandoned his midas chassidus. Shenemar, the pasuk says in Kapitel Beis of Yirmiyo, Holech v'karasa ba'ozne Yerushalayim leimer, Zacharti l'chesed nurayich, Ahavas kulisayich, Lechtech acharei b'midbar be'eretz le'zorua. If subsequent generations will enter Eretz Yisrael in the schools of the Zacharti l'chesed nurayich, Ahavas kulisayich, and the midbar, and their emuna following Mish Rabbeinu, following the Eibishter into the wilderness, Heim Atzman Lekoshkein, then certainly for themselves, that schus, that Amunna will help them enter into the promised land by Tchiyas HaMeis. Now, normally, when you have a debate in Halacha, so there's Kloli HaPsak, and you could ask, Machloikas, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Elazar, who do we pask? Here is a Milsa Dagadita, it's not a Psak for us to be Mekayim. Nevertheless, if you look at all the Sforam HaKadoshim, in this case, they all say that we paskin, so to speak, kaimelon, naktinon, like the opinion of Rebbe Elazar, that the Der HaMidbar will become by Tchiyas HaMesim. How do I know? Number one, they say, generally, although Halacha is Rebbe Kiva mechaveroi, in this case, the Gemara says in Ksuvas Daf Pei Dalid, that Halacha is not like Rebbe Akiva against his Rebbe. And Rebbe Elazar was the Rebbe of Rebbe Akiva, number one. Number two, the fact that Rebbe Shimon ben Manasseh and Rav Chanan and Rabbi Yochanan, right, say here that Shafke, they agree with Rabbi Elazar. So the majority opinion in the Gemara is Kedas Rabbi Elazar, that the Mesim of the Der HaMidbar will stand by the Tchiyah. Number three, the Gemara says in Baba Basra Ayin Gimel that Rabbi Rav Chanan was going in the desert and he met Ahutaya, some Arab merchant, a Bedouin. And he said, Tah, come and I will show you where the Mesim Midbar are lying. And he saw they were lying there on the sands. They were back on the, lying on their back, their face upwards. And their face was mole simcha, as if they had just drunk wine. Says, Toysvis al-Asar is the charaya that this Gemara goes according to the Belezer in Chelek, in Sanhedrin, that we pass in like a Belezer, that they will have a portion of the Habba. They died with a serenity, a tranquility, a peace on their lips. Moreover, Chaim Palagi says in the Sefer Yafel Talmud that there's a famous story which the Gemara brings, which is brought with greater arichus in the Sefer and the Rishonim, the Sefer Kolben. We all know the story that when the time came for Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, one of the greatest of the last generation of Tanoim, first generation of Amiroim, was about to leave the world. So the Eibishter told him, Alachamov is zil ovid ruse, go and fulfill his every wish he has. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi told the Malachamov, who had come to claim his soul, I want to see my portion in Gan Eden. So he's commanded by the Eibishter to fulfill his wishes. He took Rabbi Shua ben Levi, he took him to the gates, to the chomer, to the wall of Gan Eden. I want to see my portion. When he was there, he jumped over the wall, which was a place, Gan Eden is a place that the Malachamoves is not allowed to enter. And he said, he made a shvua, I'm not leaving here. So the Malachi Asharas came to the Eibishter with a complaint. Look at this Yishuv and Levi fellow. Look what he's done to us. He's gone in with his goof into Gan Eden. It's against the rules. So the Eibishter said, go and check out if he ever was matir in neder shvu. They did, and they found out, they examined the record. He never ever was shoyel on a shvu, and the Eibishter said, okay, leave him where he is. And he went and he took an exhaustive tour of Gan Eden, and the Kolbe there adds that when he came to the Modr Hashish Hashlishi, to the third mud, the third place in Gan Eden. Everyone in Gan Eden, they were Madurim, Madurim. It's not one big multitude. Every group has its own. Every group has its specific location, its Mesifta. And in the Modr Hashlishi, you saw Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yankiv, and the Dor HaMidbar. Is a Haraya, the Chor, the Dor HaMidbar, have a Chelek in Elam Habo. In Gan Eden, but together with Avram Yitzchak V'Yankiv, Al Korchoch, they say that was Taka Machlikas or Belezer or Bekiva if the Dor HaMidbar forfeited their portion of Elam Habo or not. But after the story of Yeshua ben Levi is bar that the Chor and the Gemara, that's the Hachin Naktinon, that the Dor HaMidbar had their portion. Moreover, you look in Meshech Chochman this week's parsha. He notes very carefully, there's less milsa than mitzvah by Raya. Everything is alluded to somewhere in Chumash and Torah. And he looks carefully. In Parshas Bamidbor, it says, Vayikso if Vayishvah Lamer, the Eibishter got angry and he swore, saying, Im yira ish me'anoshim ha'elu ha'dera razes ha'oretz ha'toiva, ha'shishbati lohem, losit l'dava yisecha. The Eibishter made a shvua that no one of this doyer hara, this evil generation, will enter into the land that promised it. That was said, like, at the time. Rav Moshe is repeating what the Eibishter said at the time. In Parshas Matos, which is repeated later, there the Pasuk says, Kapitel Lamed Beis, Pasuk Gimel, Vayichar Af Hashem Vayimahu, the Eibishter was angry, Vayishov Lamer, Im Yiru HaNoshim HaOilim Mitzrayim Ben Esrim Shana V'Maila, if any of the people left Egypt over the age of 20, we'll see as Adoma, as in his battle of Ron Yitzchak Yankiv, Vayicher Af Hashem Yisrael, the Eibishter was angry at the Jewish people. Vayiniyim Bamidbar Arbarim Shona, he made them wander in the wilderness 40 years. Atoyim Kol Hadoyer, Ho'oise Haro Be'enei Hashem. Until this generation, which did bad, evil, in the eyes of Hashem, will perish. And Rav Meir Simcha notes, when it happened, the Eibishter calls him Hadoyer Haro, a generation, an evil generation. Subsequently, in Parashas Matos, they're not called an evil generation, they're called Ador HaOyser Rabbeinu Hashem, a generation who did evil, but they themselves are not called evil, because now, says Rabbi Simcha, this is after the Chazranabi, this is after the period when the Eibishter had Charata, and he promised them to go into Eretz Yisrael. Moreover, the Pasuk says, in Mishnah Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Gam bi his anaf Hashem biglalzim," that the Eibishter got angry at Moshe because of the Jewish people, and therefore he said that Moshe Rabbeinu himself can't go into Eretz Yisrael. And all the Mefarshim ask, "L'chura, the reason the Ramidbar didn't go to Eretz Yisrael was Chetam Araglim, the sixth parsha. The reason why Moshe doesn't go into Eretz Yisrael, l'chura, has nothing to do with Chetam Araglim. It all has to do with the Chnei Meriva," which we'll read in a few weeks from now. Why does Moshe Ma'ariv, why does he connect the Chet HaMeraglim as the reason why he can't go to Eretz Yisrael? So Forshim all answer, based on numerous Midrash Chazal, that when Moshe Rabbeinu Veschanan, he asked the Eibishter to enter into the promised land, Omer Le'akodesh Baruch Hu Moshe, said the Eibishter, Be'ez Aponim Atam Mevakish Likaran Zodort, Vos Far Aponim, how does it look if you're going to enter Eretz Yisrael? Moshul Aroya compares it to a shepherd who somehow, in the course of pasturing the sheep, all of them died, they perished. And the shepherd now wants to go into the Paltrin Shel Melech, to the king's palace. So the king tells him, Im Ata Nichnas Achshav, if you'll enter my palace, my Yemir Abriyat, all people say, Atar Shbeis Atzoin, you are the one who destroyed, or obliterated all the sheep. So too the Eibishter said to Moshe, do you want your obituary, your shvach, to be that you're the one who took out Chishim Ribay from Mitzrayim to bury them only in the desert, and now to bring in a whole new generation to Eretz Yisrael? and people will therefore say that the Dor HaMidbar will have no portion for all of eternity in Eretz Yisrael. They're going to die and perish and be obliterated for eternity in the Midbar. You be with them, and you will enter Eretz Yisrael together with your Dor. And therefore, Be'emesei Desforim, the reason why Moshe didn't go into Eretz Yisrael, because Moshe was inextricably bound up with the plight of his generation. And once they're going to die in the desert, Moshe and Rabbeinu had to be with them. Aye, Moshe shouldn't have any tainus later. Why should he forfeit what's due to him? So the Neira Alila, the Adam, the Abishta came with Alila and accused him at the Cheta Memiriva, which Bechala, the Stamarov, others say Memiriva, Belashin Sachas, why called Memiriva? Because you look at all the Mepharshim, starting from no one really, Ad HaYoyim, understands what did Moshe Rabbeinu do wrong, and every possibility, every solution, every suggestion comes in later Mepharsh and bumps it off. It's a Memiriva, it's a Sugya Machlikas, no one is sure what the emissaries say the Mepharshim. That even if whatever Chisorin began Bedakos Shebedakos was not enough to warrant that Moshe shouldn't go there to stroll. The real true Tamprimi, why Moshe didn't go there to stroll, because his plight is inextricably linked to his generation. But there shouldn't be any tainis, Lenoir Alila, the Abish had to come with some Amasla, why Chetam Memeriva, therefore he didn't go. And therefore, when Mashiach comes, the Balaturin brings V'gam B'cho Yaminu L'Olam, L'Olam is Mol Levov, that Moshe Rabbeinu will come together with Mashiach, and he will come to redeem his generation. And you find very often in the Gemara, in Nida Daf Ayin, in the Gemara, in Yuma Daf Hei, whenever there's a debate about the process, what's going to happen, and when the third base of Migdash is brought to us, says the Gemara, no problem, Aaron HaKoyin, Ubonov, Moshe Rabbeinu, Imoim. And just as they taught us Torah, we can say Shemir to try and they'll teach us Torah again. Ufakir to Sat Mereben Vayel Moshe and the Maimer Gimel Shvuas in the Siman Nun, so even a bigger Chiddush that it could be that Moshe Rabbeinu's return to Klal Yisrael will take place even before the coming of Mashiach, because there's numerous places in Chazal where Moshe Rabbeinu will be in the desert. He will stand at Tchias Avesim immediately, even before Mashiach comes. When right the time when Eliyahu Hanavi comes, and as Chazal put it, Moshe together with Eliyahu, together with the Dor HaMidbar, will then journey and into Eretz Yisrael, and then Mashiach Tzidkenu will appear. Actually, this is brought down in many, many Mekairis, even though we say this, Tchias HaMeisim is like 40 years after the coming of Mashiach, but that's for the Hamoim, the multitude. Moshe Rabbeinu will be immediately Imoim. In fact, there's a Rabbeinu Ephraim, one of the Rishonim, who says, the pasuk says in Parshas Yisro, "Ki Yove Eli Ha'om is Oisius im Eliyahu Yove," that Moshe will come immediately with Eliyahu Hanavi, together with his entire generation. The bottom line, the summary is that it's Muskim that the halacha we accept that like Kedas Rabbi Lezer, that the entire generation of the Dor HaMidbar, who, as we explained last week, were really incredibly holy people. Never, ever was there or will there be a generation comparable in Tzidkus Kedush V'Tara to the Dor HaMidbar. They will all come there to Yisrael and be given Metchias HaMeisim. Lefi Zeh, there's two just things to add to this, to the famous Or HaChaim HaKodesh. In this week's parsha, the pasuk says, in the middle of the Mamish to Abishur's pouring his anger on Klal Yisrael. It says in Pasuk, Ani Hashem Dibarti. Im Loi Eser, right? It says that Ani, the Abish says, if I am the Abish are talking to you, if I will not do this, etc., etc., etc. Ramidbar Azay Yitamu Vishayimus. Shtel Zich Teshayla, the Abish is talking. Why in the middle of this conversation does it have to the Pasuk repeat? Ani Hashem, we know the Abish is talking. He's been talking a few Pasukim before, it's the words of the Abish. Number one. Number two, what does it mean, im loy esa? If I don't do as the Baba Midbarasha, it should have said, ani Hashem dibarti, zois esa, this is what I'm going to do. You're all going to perish in the wilderness. Why is it saying the shlila, im loy esa? Says the Rachayim HaKodesh. What the Abishter was saying, that the generation of the desert is going to die in the wilderness and not enter the promised land at that time, This is not Stam Midas Adin, this is Ani Hashem, Havaya, Midas Arachamim speaking. Because why? If I won't be Guzer upon you now, Gzeres Hamotz, you'll go me Dechi El Dechi, right? And you'll continue to sin, and then Taka, you'll forfeit your portion, the Olam Habo. And then we'll be, as the pasuk continues, but midbar hazeh yitomu v'sham yamusu, b'olam hazeh and b'olam habo, as Rabbi Kiva wanted to dash. So granted from the same words, the way that Rechayim HaKadosh fataitzit the pasuk, kum tois arayit teshitas Rabbi Lezer, that the Durham midbar will have a portion. This is a chesed of the Eibishter, that he's punishing them temporarily now, in order that they should come to Chayim Nitzchim by Trias HaMeis. The Rebbe Nukut Tesichas, the Chelech of Gimel, adds a word. The fees I understand, Rosh Rabbeinu davens for Klal Yisrael. And he says to the Eivishter, if you'll kill them off, bump them off in one go, Vishomu Mitzrayim, Kielisa, Bechachal, Asa'ama Zebikir, right? And what happened? And they made this Asa'ama Zek Ish Echod, the Omru Agoyim, the Goyim, the nations, the Mitzrayim will say, Mipilti, Echolos Hashem, Ahavi Asa'ama Zela, Oret, Tachanishpulem, by Yishchatein Bamidbar. And he shechted them in the wilderness. Shtelzich the Shaila, Pasha Kotzkasha. The word shechita, usually in every context, applies to an animal. You don't normally shecht a human being. You kill a human being. You don't shecht it. Why here does it use the word shechita? Moreover, the $64,000 question, we're talking here about Xavier from the Abishter to kill an entire generation, hundreds of thousands of people. And what is Moshe Rabbeinu worried about? Not the fact that they're going to die. Rabbeinu was worried about my Goyim. How will the Goyim respond to what appears to be a Chil Hashem? Is the Charaya clear that Moshe Rabbeinu understood, like the Rechayim HaKadosh said, that this Be'emes is a Gzeru, which is the Toiva of the Eden, to lose temporary life, Chay Olam, in this world, in order to come to stand up at Chiyas HaMeisim. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, therefore, didn't, the actual Oynesh, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't tining on, nor Vos. In the from Moshe Rabbeinu compares in vayish, when you want to use the word hariga, hariga means you kill, you murder, you obliterate, you destroy, annihilate. Shchita, when you shecht, you take a behema, a balchayim, and through the act of shchita, you're able to have meat, and now that meat is subsumed and elevated by a person, and that becomes balchay, becomes part of medaber, part of a human being. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu understood that the fact that the Dor HaMidbar is going to perish in the wilderness is only temporary, and it's like ein meshachat ela v'moshach, that's going to give Klal Yisrael a further ali. Nervous. We don't have much time, but just there's a kasha on all of the above. Even though the maskona were accepting that the Dor HaMidbar will stand together with Moshe Rabbeinu, there's a problem. We have a Kabbalah. I've discussed this countless times. The mocker is Bemis Kisvi Arizal in numerous places, that the generation, the Dora Basra, our generation, the last generation of Golus, the first generation of Gula, are really Gilgulim, are reincarnations of the Dor HaMidbar. There's grada a little kuntres called Kuntres Divrei Chaloimus for Rav Tzadik HaKoyen of Lublin, printed in the back of the Sefer Assisi Laila, and there Rav Tzadik relates dreams that he had. And Oyz Gimel, the dream that he had in, what's going on? A dream that he had in Ishvitza, where the Megalotim is Sheirish HaNeshama, and there it's revealed to him that generation, the Dor HaBasra, will be Gilgulim of the Dor HaMidbar. And the Chum Sofer says this in the Haftira for Parshas Bolok, Menashitim Ara Gilgal, L'Mandasit Kis Hashem, that Bilam was Misnabel Achros Hayomim, and he tells Balak, hey, Nechaname, with all your tachbulas here, with the women, with the znus, you're able to bring a Mapolo temporarily to Kal Yisroel. Oh, but that's what happened in Shittim. Oh, but Min Hashittim Ara Gilgul, says the Holy Chum Sofer, the Remez on Gilgulim Neshamas. The Dora Basra, the Dora Mashiach, will be Gilgulim of that generation, and they will be Nuikim from Bilam and Balak Udimei, for the tzores that they caused to Klal Yisrael min Hashittim. And the Chum Sofer says, Derech Agav, that generation, which was the Dor HaMidbar, was Nesgalgal by the time of the Churban Abayis, which is the reason it's brought in Sforim, the Sifsatadik from the Pilzer brings from the Zeda, Kedush Arim. Why is it that we see that Yidin Yisrael Kedushim today run after like rebbes who are like not so special, don't seem to be so holy, because our generation are gilgulim of that generation, the time of Churban, who in turn was the generation of Dor HaMidbar, who didn't listen to the mechichim and the prophets at the time. So today, whenever there's a havamina that a person is an Eloh Yid, Klal Yisrael runs after him. I saw also the Majus Rebbe, Devar Yisrael, brings from Zayda, the Chetlov Koshmir, the Chagavna, why is it one chassid travels two parsois to his Rebbe, another chassid 10 parsois, another chassid has to have Mesiris Nefesh, because the Nevi'im, who Misnabe B'shasa Churban, and as the Novi Yirmiyo says, people didn't listen to him. So the Eibishter brought down Begilgul, those Nevi'im once again into the world, together with the people who caused them Tzoris. Lefi Erech, the Tzoris you gave to the Novi B'shaita B'shas Churban, you have to make the tikkun is by the Tzoris you have, the strife you have in journeying to your Rebbe. But Al Kaponim, this was the generation of the Ramidbar, who saw like what no other generation saw. Later became the generation of Churban, and that's going to be the generation of Geula. I've discussed many times different stories, Enkam Mekoyimim. And that also helps explain why the Arizal says the majority of our generation, especially the leaders of the generation, Azar B'lchon Vassaman, Hashem Yikudom, famously says, are Gilgulim of the Erev Rav. And the Zohar says this in many, many places. Therefore, the Nisyonis of leadership before Mashiach comes. And therefore, you could also understand Derech Agav in Sforim HaKadoshim, and especially today's Mashpiyim and Rebbes, they always explain to people the tire kites. The Abderov famously said, although our generation, the Churi, is a Nidrika generation, a possible, right? Nevertheless, the Eibishter never had Nachas Ruach more from our generation. From Dora Basro, we have little Torah, little Avodah, little anything. Aber Nachas, why? And you see, in this generation, the Sforim say, you could reach Madrigas in no time with things that you needed years of Avodah Hashem in previous generations. Why? Because the emphasis, our neshamas, are the neshamas who left Mitzrayim, who heard the Kol Hashem, the Atar Yisrael Adas Bar Sinai. So we have in potential, though we're not aware of it, but subliminally, we have incredible koyches that no other generation ever had. The question is, this is really what I wanted to begin to share with, this is Akdoma to Akdoma, but the question is, if this generation, Dor HaMidbar, will actually stand by Tchias HaMeisim, so what's pshat that our neshamas, we already have the neshamas of the dirt. Of the dirt. I saw the Sefer Megadon Chadoshim, who called Rosli, honestly, generally, he blies by a Sarachid, how could both Kabbalists be true? How could our generation be the dirt, the neshamas of the Dor HaMidbar? And then you tell me the Nisham, the Dor HaMidbar Gufa will stand up separately and come with Moshe Rabbeinu in Teretz Yisroel. What I don't understand is when Chadashim never, I'm sure he learned his own Sefer, Masechta Brachos, and the beginning has a whole Kuntis and Tchias HaMeisim. And there is a gewaldig discussion, which I have no time to really want to talk about today, a gewaldig discussion, which, just Bekitzer, I have 2 minutes, Bekitzer Nimrutz, there's a famous Slach in Brachos Tachnu Chesam at Beis. There's two nischoyos in the Gemara. The Gemara there says, Aroya Kivri Yisrael, you see it, go to a Jewish cemetery, you say, Baruch Asher Yotzer Eschem Adin, then Mar Brei de Ravina, ends off the name of Rabbi Nachman, V'yedeya Nispor Kulchem Badin, V'alter Lachzir V'chayishchem Badin. Baruch Atah Hashem B'chayim Yisrael. The Rif has a different, upside down gear, so different than our gear, so. It says, V'alter Lachzir Badin, V'yedeya Nispor Kulchem Badin. Why the different sequences? This depends, says the Tzlach, on a Chakira Neiro. If a person has a neshama, and that neshama went into Guf A, and he didn't complete his tasks in Guf A, and the neshama had to be misgalgal in another Guf, and this can happen over and over again. Which, when Tchias HaMeisim happens, which Guf will be resurrected, and which, will all of them be resurrected, etc.? So the Tzlach wants to, the Yehuda wants to say that this is totally in the gears. If it's gears, our gears in our Gemara, it's Yedeya Mispar Kulchem Ladin. The Eibishter knows all the Jews have died. Then Va'ata Osilach Yisrim Ladin. Then the Eibishter will resurrect every single goof of every, even though the Neshama it had a Neshama which is the Gilgul from before. Masha Enkin, if the Nusach is that the Eibishter first is Osilach Yisrim Ladin, and afterwards Yedeya Mispar Kulchem Ladin. Then it's like according to the Deya that only the last body which was sustained by that same neshama will arise and the other gufas will perish. The emes is, I have no time to elaborate, but this is deus in Zohar HaKadosh, various places in Zohar HaKadosh. Seems to be a machlokes. There are deus lekan ulekan, you look in Agur Dekalov, Nevi Yisosfer, and Devar Nachal. They all say it's the last body which will be resurrected. And there's various sources, whatever. But the bottom line is, Ein lano ela divrei Arizal ki yedua. Anyone who ever took course 101 will know that in these matters, which are beyond human comprehension, the halacha is always like the Arizal. The Arizal says that every goof of every Jew, even if he didn't complete his task in his original life, will be resurrected. Aye, but how could the same nisha? Is the Haraya says the Arizal, every Rebbe says this, Lubavitcher Rebbe writes this, right? Everyone agrees to this today. That the neshama is like an electric powerhouse. There's 600,000 general neshamas. But that neshama subdivides into a myriad of pratim. And every prat of the neshama is a koyma shlema. Itself has all that you need to rest. So the just like the 600,000 neshamas, but they're millions of Jews. So one neshama could sustain and vitalize and energize various gufim. So too, the maskona is, I have no time to elaborate, that when Mashiach comes, all the gufim will be resurrected, right? This I have no time to elaborate. The Satmar Rebbe in Divrei Yoel in Parshas Bamidbar has a whole arichus on this nekuda, and he explains that was the greatness why the whole sefer is called Bamidbar. Midbar spoke to Moshe. The Almighty was a bit of Sinai. It wasn't Chattanooga, Tennessee. No, the schus of that generation, lechtech achrei b'midbar b'eretz lezerua, the b'yishin v'kal yisrael at soif kol hadoris, and therefore it says, yipsu esroish, nisi esroish could either mean, as Rashi, Ramban, Al-Asar, could either mean to uplift the heads of the Jewish people, could either mean to cut off the heads. So the Satmar Rebbe explains, because, why both these perushim? Because the Eberster will, if kal yisrael and the midbar were unworthy, they will die. Therefore, the neshamas will be in this galgul. Therefore, the neshamas of subsequent generation and our generation will be in this galgul from the Der HaMidbar. And this has to do with the avoida. Whenever you read these parshias, you have to see what was the aveira, what was the pagam, what was the chesaron of that generation. And our generation today, who have the neshamas of the Der HaMidbar, we have our tikkun is to find the lessons and to learn. It has to do with Avos Yisrael, it has to do with avoida satfila, which is undermarked in this generation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it gives hope, a great tikvah to every single Jew, that since our neshamas have subsumed with such incredible kedusha, and Moshe Rabbeinu made a minion of every single one of the Samach Ribu, giving us gewaltige subliminal brachas that we're not aware of. Therefore, we have the ability to overcome darkness. And therefore, just as the Chasam Sofer says, that the generation of the Amidbar later became the generation of Churban, and they personally suffered because of the fact that the Der HaMidbar, they didn't go into Eretz Yisrael, and the Eberster Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't Mashiach, and the Beis HaMikdash wasn't built, and therefore they suffered themselves, the Gufim, the time of the Churban. Is Al Derech said, Tzadikim said this, Amar Rebbe said this in the Riyoyal, Parashat Mishpatim, Parashat Boi, various places, that just like in Tzadim Pasuk, Hinei Anoichi Shaleichem as Eli Anovi, the generation that saw the Churban 70 years ago on the way singing Animam to Treblinka, that is in a generation that will sing the same words, the Amunah, B'tochel, Animam, the Greek Mashiach, Sekeinu, B'meheir, B'yameinu, Amen.